All right, you beautiful people, the EAEM podcast. Say goodbye to feeling drained, recover energy, restore focus, and boost body and mind performance naturally. Millions of us currently live a fast-paced 21st century lifestyle, struggling daily with sleep, stress, and feeling sluggish. Modern living takes a toll, especially as we live, work, and play in heavily polluted environments. These stressors have been shown to interfere with the body's natural functions, declining our health and well-being, leaving us feeling drained. The Good Mood Co. combats feeling sluggish with a high-quality, affordable supplement pack. These packs are essentially useful to those who lead a busy lifestyle, tiring lifestyles, including career-driven individuals, exhausted parents, and socially active partygoers. Just 3 capsules a day work to boost overall body function, taking a sleep, gut, and brain health approach to wellness. Containing 36 plant-based ingredients, a daily dose offers much more than a typical diet and store-bought multivitamins. We need long-term solutions, not quick fixes, and focusing on within is a great place to start. So please visit the website www.thegoodmoodco.com. Instagram, here, the number 4, Good Mood. The same with Facebook, here, the number 4, Good Mood. And LinkedIn, The Good Mood Co. When you go and order online, if you use the code EAEAN, so that's EAIAIN, so Echo Alpha Indigo Alpha Indigo November, that will give you 10% off on all orders over $14.99, and this is including subscriptions as well. Now, I've been taking this for 3 weeks to a month now, and I can quite happily say that it has completely changed the way that I look at things. I'm feeling so much better after taking these tablets. It's been absolutely amazing. So go and check out their website, and remember to put in the code EAEAN for 10% off your order. Thank you very much, and ciao. All right, you beautiful people. Here we are back again with the EAEAN podcast, episode 66, out on Monday, the 30th of August, 2021. It's absolutely mental that it's going to be September. I honestly cannot believe it. And I know that the episodes have been dwindling a little bit recently, but with everything that's been going on, I just wouldn't be able to do Friday's episode. I get a little junior in. He finishes nursery at 6 o'clock. So by the time that I get him home and get him bathed, cook dinner. Well, cook dinner first and then get him bathed and then play a couple of games with him and get him to bed. I mean, it's already late. I'm already knackered. And yeah, it just wouldn't work. It just really wouldn't work. So I'm just thinking that Mondays and Wednesdays are probably going to be the 2 episodes that I'm going to be bringing out a week. Just now. It'll probably stay like that, to be quite honest. I still enjoy doing the podcast, but it's not. I'm finding it a bit more harder, difficulter to be doing when I first started. It was I used to find it really interesting, and I would write loads of stuff, and I would get done daily, and it wouldn't bother me. But yeah, with life happening, just I don't seem to have the time as much anymore. I struggle with things to say now, as you can probably see, because the episodes went up to around about an hour. Now it's coming back down to half an hour, but I'm still going to be doing the podcast, so don't worry. It's just going to be coming out 2 days a week now. And it might get more, I never know. I'll see what happens, but for right now, I'm thinking that this is the best course of action for just now. And I mean, it also gives me a chance to, like, I mean, I've went out and done quite a few things. Sorry, I needed some water. I've been out and done quite a few things, so I've got stuff to talk about now, which is all good. And hopefully the podcast will start picking back up again. Start getting some more listeners and start going ahead with it. But yes, for just now, we'll do the two episodes a week and see where that takes us. But yeah, as I said, there's quite a lot to speak about. What is it? I was out camping on Friday after little Junior got picked up by his mum. I was sitting here thinking, well, what am I going to do with my weekend? Because I wasn't seeing the beautiful lady in my life. She was staying up at hers because it was one of her work colleagues' birthdays. So she was staying up there for that. So I had a free weekend to myself. And I was thinking, I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do, basically? And I had the GoPro, and I was going to be meeting up with my mate, and we were going to go out to the Yugi River. But then I had a look at the weather forecast, and the weather forecast for the weekend was meant to be overcast in Aberdeen, but if you headed out more west, then it was meant to be better weather. So I was like, I'm just going to go camping. I'm going to go for it. And I had a look on Google Maps, like rivers and all that, like locks, to see if there was anywhere. I was going to go out and camp again in Loch Kinnard, but when you're swimming in that lock, you come back out in all the black algae, and I was like, I don't know if I can be arsed with that. There's also geese that go around there, so there's a lot of geese shit lying around that you're camping on top of, and I was like, I can't be fucking arsed with that shit either. So I had a look. I was gonna go and camp in, whereabouts is my phone? And I will have a look. Whereabouts was it? Whereabouts are we? Glentanner Nature Reserve. I was gonna go and camp in there. But I'd set up a place just next to the river, and when I got there, you couldn't get any further. It was all blocked off. There's like a lock in there, but I couldn't go any further, and it was all blocked off because it was all like private and all that kind of stuff. So I couldn't get to where I wanted to go camping. But when I was driving across, not too far out of a Boyne, there was there's like the fishing bothies that I think people can stay in, and then you can go fishing in the D, cost loads of money. So I noticed one of them when I was driving. There was a sign, so I was like, I'll go down and have a look at that, and that would have been absolutely perfect. Like, the grass was cut, like there was the bothy just behind you. It was kind of like out in the open, not with any trees. The river was right next to you. When I went down there as well, there was fish in the river and stuff, which was pretty cool. I was like, this is perfect. But then I went and checked to see if they could lock me in, because I didn't want to camp in there and then get locked in and then be like, oh, you're just loads of money because you've camped in the bay where you're not meant to camp, blah, blah, blah. So I went and checked, and yeah, there was two gates on either entrance. Well, I mean, there was a few gates that you needed to go through, and there was locks on all the gates, and I was like, nah, I'm not even gonna chance this. So I was what did I do? I was driving back towards Aboyne because I was gonna go and stay at God, what's that called? Port Porch, just beside Kincardine O'Neill Porch. If you know the God, what's the place called? Porch Cafe and Restaurant Takeaway, and that's right next to the D. And they've got the Porch Green Park right next to it. So I was gonna camp in there and then just walk over to the D. But then when I was driving back, there was like a little pull-in area, right next to like a forestry kind of bit. So I pulled in there, managed to get the car. There was a gate there again, but I didn't drive into the bay. The gate was locked and everything anyway. So I managed to park the car to the side so that if anybody did come to try and open the gate, they were still going to be able to open the gate past my car. And then I jumped out, went down and checked, and I mean, it was in a forest, which I'm quite scared about. I don't like forests. It's one of my fears. Like, I don't know. I've just got like a bit of a. They make me uneasy a bit. I think our imaginations play tricks with us quite a lot, and the whole staying in woods. I really don't like. There's too much horror movies about staying in woods and like all that kind of crap. So, but I went down. I checked it. I got managed to get down onto the river. It looked like someone had camped there before because there was a campfire there, and I could set up my tent and everything. So I was like, perfect. This is where I'll go. And I mean, it was only like 0.3 of a kilometer away from the car, so it was absolutely perfect. So I grabbed all my stuff and set up camp down there. And then I was like, right, that's it. I'm just gonna stay here. So I got my swimming trunks on, and was like, right, well, I'll go for a swim. I was gonna go and jump in. So like where I was staying, it was probably all the D, but there was like another river coming off of it, like where it had broken off on separate bits, and then it came back into the D. So I was gonna go and jump into like the main D bay, but it was like really fast currents, and then there was fly fishers around there as well. So I was like, I don't really want to be going and swimming while they're fly fishing, because it's a bit disrespectful if they've paid money to do that then. So I was like, right, what I'll do is I'll go up this little side bit and I'll take a walk up the river. So I bought, or the lovely lady in my life bought me some of the like the, how would you say, it's not waterproof shoes, but the shoes that you can wear in the water. So I put them on with my shorts and I walked up the river. And I was trying to find a bit that was a bit more deeper so that I could swim in there, but I couldn't find, it was all pretty shallow. Like, I mean, it got up to the tops of my legs, like just underneath my balls, basically. But yeah, there was no big bit to swim, but I managed to walk up pretty far anyway. I mean, it was pretty spectacular. I do have a video that I have edited together, but it's not coming off of my phone. I've tried downloading it onto my phone. I've tried downloading it from the GoPro app. I've tried logging onto my computer to see if it's gonna go onto my computer. I can't get it. It's being really annoying. So I'm gonna try and do that again so that I can get up onto YouTube so that you guys can see. But yeah, I walked up and then walked back down again once I realized that there was nowhere to go, basically. That it kept on going, and it was starting to go up like little waterfalls and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, nah, I can't be bothered. I'll just turn back around. And I noticed right next to my camping bay that there was like this deep bit. I mean, it wasn't big or anything like that, but it was deep enough that you could get in and you could swim. So I was like, right, I'll just go back there. So I started walking back. I took another turning because there was like two bits where the river can like went off. The river went down one bay and then it came behind some trees and then the other. This is why I'm hoping that you'll see, I'll get the video up onto YouTube, because then you'll actually properly see what I'm talking about. But I followed the other bay to the right hand side that still had water in it, but it wasn't as deep as the other bit that I just tracked up. So I went down into there, got into a bit past a tree, like a fallen tree, so I climbed over that and then got into like this bit of water that was quite deep, and I noticed that there was a couple of fish in there. So I was like, perfect, let's have a look at this with the GoPro. So I chucked in the GoPro, and looking back at the footage later on, it was like, holy crap, I never noticed that there was so much fish in there. I just thought that it was a selective few, but watching the footage back on the GoPro, you could totally see all the fish. Now I do have a small video that I've managed to upload up onto TikTok, which I will probably upload onto Instagram, because I could probably do that. But I'm hoping to get I think the other one's like about 18 minutes long, and I think that's why it keeps on crashing my phone and everything, because I can't get onto my phone. Or onto the computer or anything like that. It's really doing my nothing. But I will keep on trying so that I can get that 18 minute one up onto YouTube. And you can see it's like my whole camping trip basically. I edited this morning and it looks pretty good. But yeah, so I managed to get some footage of those fish. It was pretty cool. They were pretty big as well. Well, not like massive big, but you know, like pretty big. And then managed to walk back to the campsite, but I didn't go straight to my campsite because I went in swimming and that was bloody freezing. But the current was properly, because there was like a block in the water, like a big concrete block. It looked like people had been jumping off into the water off of it. So once you got behind that, the current wasn't so bad because it was blocking it. But as soon as you got to the side, the current was just pulling you. I mean, it wasn't deep enough to be drowning you or anything like that, because it just pushed you into shallower water basically. So I mean, it was fine. You weren't gonna die or anything. So I went swimming in there. I think I lasted like about 3-4 minutes or something like that. It was absolutely freezing. That is definitely the coldest water that I've ever swam in. Just really, really cold water. But yeah, that was an experience then. I dried off and then got back to the tent. Then the sun started to go down and the wind started to come in. And then I went around for a walk. I was trying to see if there was any berries around there. But there wasn't. I went walking for quite a bit, and it was probably pretty stupid of me actually, because as I found out when I got back, but yeah, kind of like it was a bit overgrown, not like overly overgrown, but you could see where the lorries and the tractors that had been doing the forestation, cutting down the trees, like where they had been driving. So you had like little paths like that, but I think it had been quite a while since they had been in there. So I was walking around there and then nearly walked into this absolutely minging massive spider. It was bloody horrible. And then I felt something on my arm, which I thought was a spider, and it wasn't. It was a fucking tick. But it hadn't attached into me at that point, so kind of like it was fine. I managed to ping it off my hand and then didn't think anything of it. and then went around looking for berries, couldn't find any berries. There was none around there. I did find a couple of the plants, but they were they were black berries, and they hadn't like they weren't fully formed yet. They were just like at the start of their growing, basically they were just green. So I managed to get back to the campsite. I cooked some food. I had a cider, and then after I had the cider, the kind of like realization that, well, that's me staying here for the night. Like that kind of sinking feeling, basically. It wasn't a very nice feeling, thinking, ah, like I'm stuck here now. If anything goes wrong, or if I get totally spooked out or anything, then I am stuck here for the remainder of the night. So like I started up a fire, had a cider. The crap thing was that I only got like one bar of signal, one bar of 4G on my phone. So normally when I'm out camping, you know, like you can have a look at your phone, you can watch TikToks and stuff, you know, like that keeps you kind of company. But yeah, I didn't have that luxury. I'd done quite a lot of meditating because I was right next to the river. You could hear the running water, which isn't so great, by the way, staying next to the running water after drinking a couple of ciders, because I continuously needed to pee all the time. And kind of like after when I was in the tent and having to go back outside in the pitch black, like with my mind already racing, like, oh my god, wow, like there's ghosts around me, and I'm gonna hear footsteps, and the whole Blair Witch Project is running through your head while you're staying in those type of situations. So that wasn't so great. But yeah, I had some food, got the fire going. I got quite a cool video that's actually up on YouTube. I think I might have posted that up onto Instagram already. And if I haven't, I think I might have posted up my driving back from a point into Aberdeen onto Instagram. So if I have, then what I will do is I will post up my fire thing, because I set up the GoPro on like a tripod and filmed myself while I was just chilling and meditating and sitting on a rock and doing the fire and stuff, and that's quite a cool little video. You could totally see how it's light when I first start, and then it gets dark. It's pretty cool. It's like a time lapse type thing, so I'll post that up on Instagram as well. But yeah, so had a couple of ciders, done the fire, and then meditated, and then it got really dark, and I was like, right, well, there's nothing else for it. I'll just go to bed. So kind of like, went into the tent, like put out the fire. I bought bottles of water with me for eating and drinking. So I put out the fire with one of those bottles of water, so that I was a responsible camp goer instead of leaving my fire going, and God knows what could have happened then. So yeah, so I got into bed, got into the tent, kind of like in the sleeping bag, all cozy. Well, actually, saying that, it started getting cold, so before that I did leave my fire actually, because I ran back up to the car to get, like, I've got a double duvet in the car for camping when it gets cold. So it started getting cold, and I was like, I'm gonna need my big jacket, and I'm gonna need my double duvet for when I am sleeping in the tent. So I left the fire for like 10 minutes, and while I runned up to the car and grabbed the double duvet and my big jacket, came back down. So got into the tent after putting the fire out, and it was pitch black. Settled down, was texting the beautiful lady in my life. We were texting back and forth for a while. I read a bit of the BBC sport news and stuff, and then I was like, right, I'm just gonna go to sleep. I think that was about 11 o'clock. I was like, right, I'm just gonna go to sleep. So I managed to get to sleep. I got to sleep pretty quickly. That's a great thing about the meditation actually, is that I've been able to get to sleep really quickly. It doesn't take me long to get to sleep, even though my mind was a bit racing, like, oh my god, like hopefully we're not gonna hear anything. And I like my mind was trying to be like, oh no, like did you hear that? And it was like, no, it was just the water, it's just the water lapping. So So yeah, I got to sleep, and then at like 12:30, a fucking deer or something like that runs past my tent, and like I hear it, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Just expecting to hear something else run past the tent and stuff, and my heart rate went right up, like, brrr. I was like, oh my god, like properly shitting myself, and then nothing else happened, and I was like, right, just get back to sleep, just get back to sleep, and then I woke up quite a few times actually through the night, and I didn't watch out my clock. I was like, I'm not checking it just in case it's 3 o'clock, the witching hour, and then that, like, it'll just scare me even more. I'll be like, fuck that. So kind of, I just kept on rolling back over and going to sleep, and then I think I woke up around about like 6:30, 7:30, and yeah, the sun. Well, I mean, I could see that it was getting light, and I needed the toilet again, so kind of I got out to go for a pee, and the sun was kind of like reflecting onto the river before it came up. Like it was getting blocked by trees to start off with. So kind of like the pink of the sun was reflecting off of the river. And like the steam was coming up off the river again. I will post up my video up onto Instagram because I've got a couple of photos that I took. I'll probably post up the photos that I took as well on Instagram as well, and hopefully I can get this video up on YouTube. But yeah, it looked absolutely stunning. And then so yeah, like I got up. I'd done that, and then I got back into the tent after that, and I was just like, I was humming and hawing on what I was gonna do, whether I was gonna stay another night, and I was like, nah, bugger that. It was also Liverpool and Chelsea were playing at 5 o'clock on Saturday, so I was like, nah, I'll go home and watch that type thing. So I packed up like the double duvet, and I packed up the stuff that was in the canvas bags. And I took them up to the car, and then I came back down. Well, I mean, I cooked, like, I'd done my coffee first, and then I took the stove thing that I got and put that in the canvas bag after it cooled down, and took that back up to the car along with the duvet and my jacket and all that kind of crap that would have been difficult to carry up with my bags. And then came back down, changed into my swimming shorts again, put them underneath my trousers. I took like a spare pair of clothes into like one of the other bags that I had, and like packed down the tent again. When I was unpacking the tent, there was a bloody tick again on top of the tent, like not in the waterproof bay, but underneath on the, you know, like the bit that keeps you camped in. So it was underneath there, so I managed to ping that or kill it. Actually, I killed it with a bit of tissue, and then burnt it in the fire pit. And then after that, kind of like I packed up the tent, got that all rolled up, and then went over to the bit where I was going to be swimming again, and then went swimming again. And that was an experience. Like, I've got footage on the GoPro, but I couldn't put that in because it makes me look like an absolute idiot. Like, I couldn't even breathe. It was so bad. It was so cold. Like, I got in and I was trying to speak on the camera while it's rolling, and I just couldn't even talk, trying to catch my breath. And it took me a good minute before I could kind of like try and speak. But yeah, went in for a dip. I think I lasted about 3 minutes again, and then got out because it was absolutely freezing. And then I was like, right, bugger this. Like, I'm gonna go. I'll get changed. So managed to get changed, got up into the car, drove back into town. I got that on video as well, like a time lapse thing. That looks pretty cool. I think that got posted up in Instagram, as I said. And then got home, unpacked all my stuff, kind of like aired out all my stuff as well, like the double duvet, my sleeping bag, put the washing on, and then I shaved my head, and then I was gonna go for a shower. And then while I'm standing there in my boxers, looking over, I'm like, oh, I've got a cut on my stomach. Like, where did that come from? Oh no, it's a fucking tick. So I had one tick in my stomach, and then after that I was like, right, well, I better fucking check over my legs and all that kind of stuff to see, to make sure that there's not. And I found four other the fuckers in my legs, and yeah, it was just like, I felt like I was fucking crawling afterwards. Like, I still feel like I'm a bit crawling, like I'm scared to have a look in my bags and stuff like that, just in case any of the fucking ticks come. But my mum did text me, like, after I left, and she was like, you better make sure that you've not got any ticks on you, because supposedly they're fucking rife right now because of the weather that we've been having. And yeah, kind of like just little ones, little ticks, basically, like not the big ones that you see, they're fucking minging, like, but yeah, it was just little ones. But I was like, you fucking dirty little bastards, like. So I got a bit, I had like five ticks in me. I feel a bit violated by that, and I still don't feel right about it. I'm still a bit on edge that I've had ticks on me. I just hope that I manage to get all of them. I need my mum to give me like a once over on my back, just to make sure that there was none on there. And then she checked the back of my legs and stuff. So I think I got all of them, but yeah, dirty little bastards. Like, but I should have known. I should have probably have checked. Well, I mean, I probably shouldn't have checked, because then I would have been freaking, because I didn't take any tweezers or anything like that with me. But yeah, when I found that tick on my hand that hadn't buried down, that pinged off of me, I probably should have checked my body then. I nearly walked into a bloody massive spider as well. Like, it was wow close to right in my eye line as well. And I was like, oh my God, I needed to stop. And then later on, I was walking and noticed that I walked into one of those spiders as well. So it's like dangling from my legs off of a web, and I'm total shitting myself because I hate spiders. And it was those fucking minging spiders as well. You know, the ones with like the big backs on them. I don't know what they're called, but they're fucking minging. Let's have a look, actually. Spiders with big backs. I think it's thine. What is that called? Gyats. Just had a look at there, and it's like North Carolina spider, and that's exactly what it looked like. But of course, it's nae that. Let's see. Die the cob footed spider, possibly. Or crab spider. Or the orb weaver spider, possibly. But it was bloody massive. It was horrible. Looked horrible. No, it definitely wasn't a wolf spider, because I've seen the wolf spiders before. But yeah, it was absolutely horrible. I nearly walked right into it, like right into my face, basically. Kind of like, and what they do is they hang like a web from like a tree to like another tree, and then they've just got like one web, and then it had built like a little, like a bigger web up near the tree branch, but then it had like this one stretchy bit of web, and I, yeah, like so close to walking into it, like it came right into my line of vision, and I was like, oh my God, there's a massive spider, like walk back and start. Oh, it was horrible, horrible. So I got back, found out that I had been infected. Well, not infected, because yeah, ticks can be really, really bad. But yeah, I have been sodomized by ticks, basically. So that's it. I'm never going camping in the forest again. I'll just stick to beaches, and I'll be staying away from the locks right now as well, because I think it's, I read on somewhere that it's like July, August, and September that they come to life basically. And I think the weather that we've been having right now is that it's absolutely rife for them right now, which is absolutely minking. But yeah, and I think that like the lovely lady in my life was saying that kind of like that they can lay dormant for like 3 years, and it's like the carbon monoxide from our breath that wakes them up, and then they start attaching themselves to us. It was fucking horrible, really horrible. Because I was like, is it a cut? Is it a tick? And then you could see the legs moving. I was like, ah, oh, fucking hell, it's a fucking tick. Like, bleh, gyads. Like, proper minking. Really minking. I total felt violated. Really violated. I took the ticks out with the fucking tweezers and all that type of shite. And then I went out and saw my mum, and she inspected my back to make sure that I didn't have any more ticks, but I got them all, hopefully. And then it was actually really good. It was pretty good that I went out and saw my mum, because she was all like, what are you doing for dinner? And I was like, well, I don't know. And she was like, do you fancy going up to the golf club and I'll get your lunch right now? I was like, fucking yes. So my nonny and me went right out the window when I went up to the golf course. I had like a steak burger with haggis, and then we also had cheesecake afterwards as well. It was fucking lush. It was absolutely amazing. And then I came back and watched the Chelsea Liverpool match, which was a 1-1 draw. I think we got away lucky, to be quite honest. Chelsea had a player sent off for a handball. That my mate's a Chelsea fan, so he was calling us cheats and calling us Liverpool. But he denied a goal scoring opportunity. And exactly as I said to him, if it was Trent Alexander-Arnold that are in our goal that had happened, then he would have been screaming for a penalty. So any typical fan. But it's funny now because normally like that kind of thing would have put a downer on my weekend, the fact that we were against 10 men Chelsea and we didn't win or anything like that. And it's just like now it's just football, you know, like it's good to watch it, it's good to have the banter, but it doesn't make any difference to my life whether Liverpool win, lose or draw now. Whereas if they had drawn or lost before, then it would have put a massive downer on my life. And then, like today, Sunday, I've done absolutely nothing. I've had an absolutely just relaxing day, which I haven't had in ages. I've ate a bunch of shite though. There we go. Strike again. The yawning podcast. I've ate shite today though. Like I've had chips and fried egg and had some pancakes this morning, and yeah, just that shite. So tomorrow I will be back on fasting, and I've still been drinking water though, so that's good. But yeah, I'll be back on with my fasting and drinking my shakes, and since I'm still not running yet either, I'm waiting for, I've got the physio tomorrow actually, but it's a stupid phone-in appointment. So, no doubt I'll need to wait another 2 weeks to go see the physio. And I've contemplated, there's been a few days where I've just been like, let's just go out running, let's just do it, let's just go out running. And but while I was walking around looking for the baddies while I was camping, it was like, nah, my pelvis is still really sore, like the joint bit up at the top is it's still really sore. I just can't do it. Because I'm gonna ruin it even worse, and I could make it even worse that I won't be able to go running. So if I leave it now and then go see the physio, then hopefully I'll be back running before I know it. I've been swimming quite a lot recently, I've got the bike there as well, so I'm thinking about taking the bike out, going out for a cycle. And I can take the GoPro now as well because I can attach that onto it, so that'll be pretty cool. I'll get some videos of that. And now that I know how to do the like time lapse thing, I think that'll be pretty cool, going on the bike and doing that. And then what else was I doing? So I was working at Sea Fine on Thursday. That was really good. Again, just answering the phones. I'm back in there again tomorrow afternoon. I was working with a guy who done archaeology, so that was really interesting hearing what he had to say. But yeah, I realized how old I am because the guy was only like 24, 25. And yeah, just some of the things that he was speaking about, it was just like, it was like it's quite immature. And yeah, can like, he's not a bad guy or anything like that. It was just like some of the things that he was saying about like battering his brother and all that kind of stuff. It was just like, oh nah, like just immature. And I was like, my God, I'm getting old that I'm starting to notice this. It was pretty bad, pretty bad. I hope I don't come across as that to older people who are older than me. I've just had a worrying realization there that kind of like that I might be immature to people who are older than me. I'm gonna need to find that one out. Hopefully my mum and dad don't think I'm immature now. They probably did think I was immature when I was 24, 25. But that's it, guys take longer to mature, do they? So hopefully I'm now not immature. I'll find out and I'll come back to yous on Wednesday's episode and let you know. And what else have I been doing? So working for Sea Fine. My journal on Amazon, I don't know whether I've told you that. But yeah, that's now on. So if you just search my name, and I think it's Shadow Work Journal. I've got another journal coming out pretty soon, an in-house journal. If you search that, I don't think it's up just yet. I need to check. I can do that right now. Let's just have a look. And I also done a t-shirt design of the EAEN. Well, the front cover, it hasn't got the EAEN podcast bit on it. I might need to do that. Go and get that done up so there is an EAEN t-shirt out there in the world, which is pretty cool. KDP. Let's go and have a quick gander. Oh yeah, I did tell you about my journal because I had ordered Amazon Prime in the haste of it while I was ordering my copy of it. But it's now definitely live. You can definitely go and find it. I don't want to do that. Cancel. Yeah. Right. Bookshelf. Just continue without saving. Yep, it is. So I wonder if we go into Amazon.com. Things. How come it doesn't come up? Right, let's have a look if I type in my name as well. Yeah, I want to know why this one doesn't come up. Right, that's going to be something for me to have a look at. Or here we go. Yeah, there we go. In-house journal, paperback. So, I wonder why it doesn't come up. Yep, when you search it, it doesn't come up. That's really weird. But then I can find it. And then when I search my name as well, it doesn't come up as well. Oh yeah, it does. Boom! Way! So if you just search Ian Ross, Indigo, Alpha, Indigo, November, Romeo, Oscar, Sierra, Sierra, then you will find both of my paperbacks, two of my in-house journal and my journal shadow work. And if you want, you can go and buy them. It would be greatly appreciated. I will also tell you how to, I think if you go to Etsy, then you'll find the t-shirt. Etsy.com. And view my profile. Ian t-shirts, what was it, T-printer, or T-launch, so that I can tell you all how to get into this. So, what about the stores? Alright, why is that not on there? It should be. My products. So hopefully that should come up. Right, okay, so if that doesn't come up, then what I can do is F. So say I wanted to buy one of these. Red. So, right, let's just have a look. Have a look into this and then let you guys know how you can get this t-shirt. I will also make an EAEM one. I'm quite gutted that it's not coming up on my EAEM. But if you go on Etsy.com/UK. Let's just see if I do Etsy.com/EAEN t-shirt. No, it's not coming up. Right, I will find the website for you. I will get it. And then it'll be a lot better. I will find that out for you. And then if you want to go and buy an EAEN t-shirt, that would be greatly appreciated. Go and show your support. It would be absolutely amazing. What else did I do? I went out for a walk at Bankney. Maybe you've seen that video up on YouTube. I don't know. I got the fish out on the D there as well. That was pretty cool. I was eating wild berries as well. That was well quality. That's why I was well gutted. I was well hoping that I was going to find wild berries on my camping trip, because I've got a box now in my bag. Whereas when I went out to Bankery, I just thought I was going to the Foss of Fuke. The Foss of Fuke, possibly. I just left my bag in the car. And then I continued on walking. And then I got down to a bit where there was wild berries and I forgot my bag that had the box, so I couldn't take any wild berries, so I was just chilling there, eating the wild berries. But they were well good, they were well munching. I really could not complain at all with how good they were tasting. It was absolutely amazing. And then, that's basically been about all that's happened, really. I've also got some pretty decent quotes here that I'm going to end the podcast with. So, stop waiting for Friday. Stop waiting for summer. Stop waiting for someone to fall in love with you. And stop waiting for your life to happen. Happiness is achieved when you stop waiting for it and start making the most of the moment that you are in now. And staying positive does not mean that things will turn out okay. Rather, it's knowing that you will be okay no matter how things turn out. And every day may not be a good day, but there's something good in every day. Just remember that. And the first step to getting what you want in is having the courage to get rid of what you don't. Love yourself first and everything else falls into place. That's a really good one. I really like that one. What you think you create, what you feel you attract, and what you imagine you become. So just remember that the next time that you're thinking shit about yourself. There are no limits to what you can accomplish except the limit you place on your own mind. So people, thanks very much for tuning in. I just want to say, remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within yourself. I hope you have an absolutely amazing Monday, people. Peace and love. As always, you beautiful, beautiful people. Ciao.